I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Sports. Home talent baseball yesterday. Blanchardville, a winner against Arena, 2-1. Arena fell to 1-1 on the young season. One other game that was played in the area, and most were canceled. It was Wyota getting the win against Muscadet, 10-1. The Mudcats will have their home opener coming up this weekend on Sunday. Also in baseball at Muscadet on Saturday, the Riverdale Chieftains pick up a pair of wins. It was a 4-3 victory over Lancaster. The Chieftains won in dramatic fashion, scoring four runs in the bottom of the seventh to rally by Lancaster, 4-3. Eli Campbell would pitch six strong innings for the Chieftains, with Henry Drone picking up the win. Offensively, Eli, Landon Kenyon, and Owen Blankenship would all go 2-for-3, with Bevan Dennis delivering a clutch two-run double in the seventh. Henry Drone would deliver the game winner with a two-run double in the seventh to give Riverdale the walk-off win. And on Saturday, the Chieftains held off Highland by a score of 8-5. The Chieftains would use a total of five different pitchers to fend off the Cardinals. Owen Blankenship and Ethan Cagle would each go 2-for-4, while Wyatt Schramm was 2-for-2. Landon Kenyon would deliver an RBI triple. With the wins, Riverdale's now at 12-8. They'll travel to Westby tonight, game time 5 o'clock, then host Mineral Point on Tuesday. On Thursday, the Chieftains will host Darlington. It will be senior night and youth night on Thursday evening. One other score from Saturday during the Mushroom Festival, it was Lancaster 19, Highland 4. At the Viroqua Triangular, Richland Center picked up two victories on Saturday, 3-2 over Viroqua and 8-3 over Royal. Viroqua was a winner 4-3 over Royal as well. River Valley was a winner against Ithaca 20-1 in baseball non-conference action on Saturday. Softball, Westby 21-3 over Cashton, Lodi 3-1 over Reedsburg. In soccer, Lacrosse Logan Luther over Richland Center 5-0, Dodge Point 3-0 over Monroe on Saturday. On tonight's schedule in soccer, Platteville Lancaster plays at Lacrosse Logan Luther, and Wisconsinites Barneville plays at Dodgeville Mineral Point. In softball, Ithaca Weston will be hosting Potosi Cassville, Dodgeville at River Valley, Riverdale at Boscobel, Mineral Point at Fenimore, Southwestern visits Iowa Grant, Lafarge at Kickapoo, Hillsboro at Royal, Viroqua Youth Initiative at Sparta, Seneca at North Crawford, Wazika Steuben visits DeSoto, Cuba City at Darlington, River Ridge at Barneveld, Bangor at Cashton. In baseball tonight, our scheduled game has Ithaca playing at Weston. In Cazenovia tonight, Riverdale at Westby, Lancaster at Potosi Cassville, Cuba City visits Iowa Grant, Mineral Point at Dodgeville, Hillsboro at Royal, Kickapoo hosts Lafarge, Black River Falls at Viroqua, Seneca is at North Crawford, Wazika Steuben plays at DeSoto, Bangor at Cashton, Southwestern goes to Galena, Illinois, and River Ridge at Barneveld. Over the weekend, the Sparky Reynolds Track Invitational was held on Friday night at Boscobel. Coach Gina Lorenz giving us an update on how it went. Owen Kirshner, Roman Riley, and Peyton Brown all had personal records in the 100. Also, Sam Jones was fourth in the 800. Clayton Lee, third in the 1600. Also, he was third in the 3200. Braden Burns had a personal record in the 1600. 4x4, Sam Jones, Braden Burns, Peyton Brown, and Clayton Lee, also with a personal record. For the shot put, Deacon McDonough with a personal record. It was also a personal record in the discus and 19th overall. Faith Tanichka in the shot put, a personal record, and 10th in the discus with a personal record. The next meet will be the Ridge and Valley Conference meet at Kickapoo on Tuesday night for Ithaca Weston. Richland Center had a couple of relay teams that did well on Friday night. In fact, it was a first-place finish for the 4x8. Owen Dreyer, Harrison Carpenter, Ryan Stadler, and Robert Budden. And a third-place finish for the girls' relay team in the 4x8. Lacey Allball, Pearl Fretz, Adeline Lawless, and Grace Fretz. Individually for the Hornets, Duncan Harper was third in the 100-meter dash. Charlie Bailey took a second place in the girls' 400. And in the 300-meter hurdles, Duncan Harper was first with a time of 40.95. Robert Budden was second in the 800 run as well on Friday night in Boscobel. Owen Dreyer, second place in the 3,200-meter run, representing the Hornets in the pole vault. Danica Pauls, first place with a vault of 10-foot, and Devin Woodhouse with a second place with a 13-6 in the finals. And Duncan Harper was a second place finisher in the boys' long jump competition. For the River Valley Blackhawks, also at Boscobel on Friday night, it was Brooklyn White with a third-place finish in the 300-meter hurdles for the Blackhawks. Aiden Hill, third place in the 200-meter dash. Brielle Grant, third in the 3,200. And Reagan Sackett took third in the triple jump. For Riverdale, it was Melanie Williamson finishing second in the 3,200-meter run. Kaylee Carter was second in the pole vault competition. And the 4x8 relay team finished second. That was Melanie Williamson, Millie Schneider, Olivia Meese, and Mallory Meese. Team scores at Sparky Reynolds, River Valley girls with a finish of 7th place among the 22 teams. Richland Center was 8th, and Riverdale finished 10th. For the boys, Platteville and Richland Center tied at first, both scoring 66 points. River Valley was 11th, Ithaca Weston 14th, out of the 22 teams that were enrolled. It was opening night for Bear Valley Coed softball last week in the 6:30 game, Wallace Electric and the Free Agents. Electric opened the season with a strong 16-5 win over the Free Agents as well. Warwick Wolf, Ross Gaston, and Channing Brown led the way offensively for Wallace, getting 2 home runs each while helping to fuel the scoring attack. Sabrina Fargin provided the spark for the Free Agents with key RBIs, but Wallace's consistent hitting provided too much in the end. Also in 7:30 action, Bear Vale Farms triumphed over Parents Accidents with a final score of 23-14. Key contributions for Jeremy Neef and Ellie and Mike Siz, who consistently found their way home. The offense also scored 23 runs. Parents Accidents fought hard, led by strong performances from Brooke and Wyatt, ultimately falling short. And New York Life edged out the Buffaloes in a nail-biter 8-7. Trailing 8-5, entering the top of the 7th, the Buffaloes mounted a late rally behind back-to-back doubles from Brenton Smith and Scott Dilley. Faith Dilley then delivered an RBI hit to cut the deficit to just one run at 8-7. Despite the momentum, the New York Life team able to shut the door. Co-ed softball games return again this week, 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30. Come out and enjoy some laughs, watch some great softball, and grab some good food as well. That will be happening on Thursday night. The Brewers lost for just the second time in the last 10 games when they dropped a 5-4 decision to Minnesota Sunday. The Twins built a 3-1 lead early, but also solo home runs from Christian Yelich and Garrett Mitchell would give them hope. They came back to tie it. Reliever Grant Anderson gave up the tie-breaking home run in the 5th and wound up taking the loss. Yelich was in the Milwaukee lineup for the first time in 5 days. Brandon Sproat takes the mound tonight in Chicago as the Brewers open up against the Cubs. Overall, Pat Murphy disappointed with the defense yesterday and from their pitcher, Robert Gasser, especially.
Gasser didn't back up home. That's a run. And obviously, we didn't catch the ball in the ninth inning there that Jack Deck didn't have to slide, popped out of his glove.
Did he say anything, Murph, about not backing up home?
Doesn't matter. You're backing home. You do that in high school. You know, you back up home. You get in the same angle the throw's coming. You back up home. You catch that ball. They don't advance another base. The next guy's out. See you later. It's not acceptable.
Pat Murphy following yesterday's loss to the Twins. Elsewhere, Tampa Bay 6-3 over Miami, Atlanta 8, Boston 1, Cleveland 10-3 over Cincinnati. Baltimore beat Washington 7-3, Mets 7, Yankees 6, Kansas City 2-0 over St. Louis. White Sox 9, the Cubs 8, Dodgers 10-1 over the Angels. San Francisco beat the Athletics 10-1, San Diego 8-3 over Seattle. In the American League, Toronto 4, Detroit 1, Texas 8-0 over Houston. Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 6-0. Arizona 8-6 over Colorado. It was Cleveland getting the win against Detroit 125-94. And a deep, talent-filled draft class offers hope for the Bucks this time, but the team's track record is not very good. Milwaukee has the 10th pick in the 26th NBA draft set for next month. The front office hasn't had many high picks, but it does have a history of bad picks. Sports Illustrated suggests that adding some young talent could possibly persuade Giannis Antetokounmpo to sign a long-term deal. Of course, he could be traded away by then. The draft is scheduled for June 23rd and 24th. With sports, I'm Phil Nee.